Praise his name. Wonderful day to be out. Let's stand if you would like. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Father, Lord, we truly are appreciative. Lord, the opportunity you've granted to us. Lord, what circumstances may have brought us here, but you saw it in your mind, each and every one that would be gathered. Lord, it don't matter how important we think we are, or how lowly we think we are. You saw us here, and it's your grace, Lord, that we may hear you speak to us through thy word. Lord, as it opens up, Lord, fill every heart. Grant to us understanding and revelation, Lord. For, Lord, it's impossible to please you without revelation of thy word. And, Lord, we just cry out for it in this day, how late the hour is, Lord. Bless us now. Keep us, I pray. Draw us ever closer to you as we look to you now, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me if you would. I'd like to, on page 199. I haven't sang this in a while. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. How many have found that solace in his arms? Amen. Right there beside on 202. Let's sing that one. I must tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear thee burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my trouble. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver, make of my trouble quickly an end. Amen. I must tell Jesus, oh, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior. Amen. I must tell Jesus. Oh, I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Tempted to sin, I must tell Jesus, and He will help me. Oh, oh, I must tell Jesus. Oh, I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my
hallelujah. What comfort it is to be able to take your troubles to Him. Amen. And He's always there. Amen. I found it so. Hallelujah. Page 101. Let's sing this song. Amen. When I survey the wondrous cross. When I survey the on which the Prince of glory died, my richest gain, I can.
His hands, His feet. Sorrow and love.
Missionary this morning. I'm going to ask the blessing if you will. Amen. Let the Lord have His way in your heart every day. Praise His name.
Let the Lord have His way in your heart.
Have His way. Hallelujah. Would you have a request for Him? Something on your heart?
Amen.
Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you take the request this morning?
Gracious Lord, we just pray, dear God, today that every heart's desire here today, Lord, is to let You have Your way in our heart every day, Lord. My God, as we go through this life and we see that we're going closer and closer, Lord, to Your coming, Lord. We, my God, help us reach in everyone sooner and more to Thy will, God. And we pray this morning, Lord, for the need of the people where their hand was raised. You know the desire and the need there. We pray that You'd grant it, Lord, and for Thy honor and Thy glory. And we pray today as Your word comes forth that You just anoint the messenger and anoint his lips, Lord. And my God, just take control of his whole body, Lord, that he might speak forth those things, Lord. And my God, You'd have him to speak, Lord, and may it stir our hearts, Lord, and cause us, Lord, to draw closer to You, Lord. May we only, not only be hearers of the word, Lord, but help us, dear God, to be doers of the word, Lord. Our lives surrendered unto You in this hour in which we live. We ask this thing all now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. There'll be a song in the audience. Someone have one? Amen. Special. Karen, you have one this morning? Ask if you'd come.
Was there anyone who could stand and place his hand upon a holy God of heaven and a fallen sinful man and could span that deep mighty chasm which between them sin had placed on the cross hung a man who bridged the way. Oh, I love him. He joy, my peace. He
sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Let's ask our brother to come. Only believe.
Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you and appreciate you again for this wonderful opportunity to gather around, Lord, your precious word. And Lord, today as the word comes forth, as always, Lord, we ask you again today that as the words are read and spoke on, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit would dip these words in our hearts with reality that only you, the Holy Spirit, can do, Lord. It's not a work a man can do. It's something, Lord, truly that is only in your power to do. So we ask now that you would bless us. And oh God, look down into our hearts and dig out all the little dark corners. Little dirty places, Lord. Little evil places. It's not like you. We ask now that you'd bless us again. Have your way now. In your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So be it. Amen. Oh, are you in love with him today?
Amen.
Amen. He's truly the one to really love.
Amen.
And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Luke, if you would. The Lord laid something on my heart early this morning, which I had another great big message. But that's not for now, I guess. We'll wait for another time. But the Lord laid something special on my heart this morning to just bring back to your attention. And trusting we won't hold you too long. I always say that, but sometimes we just seem like time is forgotten when you begin to get in the Holy Spirit bringing the word. Amen. So we find here in this message here that Jesus was speaking, Luke 17, and we'll begin the 26th verse. And I'd like to title the little message this morning, if we was to put a title to it, The Revelation Missed When the Son of Man Was Revealed. The revelation missed when the Son of Man was revealed. So let's read this scripture here. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. When they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife? Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. May the Lord bless reading his word, and you may be seated. Now, oftentimes when we read the scripture and we, or even hear the scripture, we oftentimes begin to think of, which is a good thing, it's not a bad thing, but we begin to think of Malachi 4, that the prophet mentioned many times with this scripture when he would be bringing forth the word of God. And we begin to think about Revelation 10, 7, and on. And think about these things together as thinking about God sending a prophet of the age and to bring forth this last day message to a bride so that she could receive the word or the message of the last days, knowing that it would prepare and get a bride ready for a rapture, that they'd be caught up in a moment and twinkle of an eye, as we often have heard and said many times and read many times. But as we read this, there was something that I read that really struck my heart. And it's by far nothing that has been spoken on before. But as I say again, Lord Jesus, reveal the Word of God to us. Amen. Open our understanding to a greater reality. Amen. We know that the Holy Ghost is crying out for us to get ready. Amen. We know it's getting close. We don't know exactly when it's going to be or what time it's going to be, what hour, all this. But we know that one day soon the Lord Jesus is going to appear. There's going to be this, what man has called rapture. The rapture take place, which is the catching away of the bride of Jesus Christ. And in knowing these things, and as I said, knowing the hour and time we're living in, and after I just got done reading this scripture, as we look at it and see the condition that the world was in then, all right, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, and we know Sodom, what an age or time that was happening. The filth that was throughout the land. Just flesh, carnality. Just a filthy mind. Terrible thinking. It was just a horrible, horrible situation. And to look at it now, as Jesus himself said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And we knew Jesus Christ was to come back again today and speak through a prophet's lips and speak and bring the word of God to a people. And that they all the mysteries of God would be finished. There wouldn't be no questions. There wouldn't be no wondering what God was doing. But it would be revealed to people. They would know exactly what God desired. And what God would do for people and through a people. And the condition that these people would be brought into before they would be caught away in this rapture. So we realize that as we're reading this, there's something here, as I said, that struck my heart along with another quote. And I want you to think about it here in verse 33 as we'll read it again. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Of course, like anything else in God's word, without revelation, we cannot really understand what Jesus is speaking about here. But today, in the hour in which we live, in which God has brought forth his word in the powerful way that he has, people can understand what God is requiring. and what God is doing, what He will do. And they'll know their position with God. They'll know that they are a part of Him and He is dwelling within them when they are filled with His Holy Spirit. All right? So let's think about this a little bit and see if we can't catch something here of what He said here in verse 33. And then a quote, I want to read what the prophet said. But I'll read this verse 33 once more to make sure you get it. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Now watch the key. And whosoever shall lose his life shall lose his life. Have you truly lost your life today? So we can't be speaking about our physical being, can we? No. We're not talking about our physical being. He's not talking about our physical being losing our life. Not taking somebody out there and shooting you or going there and hanging yourself or do something foolish like that. No. But there's something about this that even to this day, I wonder about people that has been Christians for a long time. People that has, excuse me, read the Bible for a long time and has something really, of what we want to bring out of this, has something in this really struck our hearts with a reality. I mean by revelation. You see, we realize revelation is something only the Holy Spirit can give you. So therefore, when you read the Word of God or hear the Word of God, and you get a complete understanding of it, that can only be done by the Holy Spirit, which is God. Okay, the Holy Spirit is God in spirit form. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is revealing His Word to people so that they will understand what God is requiring, what God is going to do, how He's going to do it, all these things. So again, it's a work of the Holy Spirit. So Brother Steve being up here and preaching the Word of God is not what gives you that revelation. I just preach His Word, and it takes the Holy Spirit to make that Word real to you. You see? To bring it alive to you. So that you will understand what God is doing and what He's requiring and etc. All right? So I want you to just keep that in mind now, and we want to read here a quote here in the message, The Voice of the Sign, February 14, 1964, paragraph 128. And, of course, Brother Branham mentions the scripture that we just got done reading. He also said in Luke 17:30. Okay, we read that, okay, which he's talking about them whole lines right there. You'll see here. He says, in the like as it was in the days of Sodom. Again, terrible day. And when we look around throughout the world today, we see the same thing. Again, showing that this was the day that the Son of Man would come. All right? So we realize that all this filth we're seeing, all this homosexuality and all this filth and corruption and all this trash is going on through people's lives and drugs and alcohol and all these things. People's minds gone. I mean, their mind is just completely rattled and messed up to where it's rare to see a human being with a right mind. Very rare. You say, oh, I know a lot of nice people. Well, maybe you ain't seen them in the right circumstance. I've seen nice, calm people before too. It seemed to be as sweet as could be. But step on their toe and they want to shoot you. Their mind's gone. They're rattle-brained. Their mind is so corrupted. It's just constantly on evil, as it was in the days of Noah. The scripture speaks of their minds constantly on evil and wickedness until God destroyed the earth with water. And He only saved the eight that got on the ark. All right? So we realize, same it is today. People's minds is just so filthy and just so full of garbage nonsense. Of course, Satan with his devices and televisions and computers with all the filth he puts on that and all this garbage going on is breeding it into the people's minds and destroying people's minds. They're going insane. You see? They can't even stand her with a straight, solid mind, you see? All right? So that's the days we're in. And this is the days something was to be revealed. In the days of the Son of Man, it would be revealed. What was going to be revealed that was going to be very important? And I wonder if I ask you sitting there, okay, what was to be revealed in the days of the coming of the Son of Man? Of course, we would do like usually we do. Well, Brother Steve, that's when a prophet was going to come. God was going to speak through the prophet of this age. This is going to be the last days. This was going to be the mysteries that would be revealed. Yeah, that's all good. That's all fine, and it has to be. But yet there was a simple revelation that was going to come out of all that. All gelled together. And most people in this message still don't have the reality of it. Listen to what he says now. In the like it was in the days of Sodom, so shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. When the Son of Man will be revealed. He says here, the Son of Man is prophesied to be revealed. And what kind of a revelation will it be? Can anybody answer that? What kind of a revelation will that be? It may not be what you're thinking. And this is where the Holy Spirit really began to deal with my heart this morning early. And it just struck me and I thought, Lord, are we missing that? I mean, the revelation of it, yes, we can tell it intellectually. But are we missing the revelation of it? Has the Holy Spirit actually came down in our hearts and revealed this to us? Is that why maybe so many times that we do the same things over wrong that we do sometimes? Is that why sometimes it takes people so long to overcome something and they're not really grasping, because they're not really grasping the revelation that was to come forth when the Son of Man was revealed? Well, let's read it. And what kind of a revelation will it be? It'll be the revelation of His living. After being crucified for 1900 years, now over 2000 years, and is raised from the dead. Now here's the part we've got to get. And, as simple as it may sound, and is alive in us. Now, that goes much deeper than what most people have the revelation of. You see? Now, let me read it all together now. And what kind of a revelation will it be? It'll be the revelation of His living after being crucified for 1900 years and He raised from the dead and is alive in us. He will be revealed. Alive in us. Yeah, there's a prophet that was to come. He was to speak. His voice was to come, speak to the prophet. But what was this all about? What was this all for? Because exactly the same things that they did at Sodom has got to return again. And it has. Sometimes in my mind I can think, it's got to be worse. But maybe it isn't yet. Because people then tried to take God's angels to bed. Yeah. And God struck them blind. Yeah. Now think of that. That's sickening. Real sickening. But I know another land that is sickening. And that's this country and many others. And out of that, there is going to be just a handful that is in the right mind. That their minds is not on filth and corruption, sin and death. There'll just be a few that's going to see the light. That's going to have the Word of God revealed to them in such a way that they'll see by a revelation, not intellectual conception. What do you mean by intellectual conception, Musty? Intellectual conception is by hearing somebody say it or reading it, what it says, and we memorize it. Through the carnal mind without the Holy Ghost, we can imagine some things to go along with it. Intellectual, not from God. When it's from God, it's revelation that the Holy Ghost has revealed to you personally what He's saying. Okay? He says, He will be revealed because exactly the same things that they did at Sodom has got to return again. You can't interpret it any, or I'm sorry, He said you can interpret it any way you wish to. What He just got done saying, what was to be revealed about His life in us. You can interpret it any way you wish to, but there it is. It's just the facts. Wow. It interprets itself. The Word don't need any interpretation when it's doing it itself. Revealing Christ and the promise of the age, that's exactly what will come on the scene. Oh, what? Life. His life. We spoke about getting to the finish line. Okay? That life will come on the scene. Him living in us. Him being expressed through human bodies again. That He's showing again, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He will not change. You see? Now that's the revelation that we were supposed to get when we read those things. Christ alive in us. That's what was supposed to be revealed. That's what all this prophesying and all this that took place and the prophet coming and so forth in this age in which we live, that's what it was all about. It was about this life of Christ coming back into us. All right? You say, well, Brother Steve, I've heard that and I believe that and I trust God that that's going to happen in my life. But let me remind you, that isn't it. If it isn't personally the Holy Ghost revealing it to you, there is no life. There is no life. Because when it's personally revealed to you, and actually if you'll pay attention to what I'm bringing now, it'll follow in with the next time. Well, in the next message on this one. If Lord tarries, if I live, and if it's His will, it'll follow with. But we realize that this is something many people are missing. Because remember, when any man or woman receives a revelation of something, what does the Word show us? It'll take over. It'll express. So when it don't express, it means we do not have it revealed to us yet. And as our brother mentioned in his prayer, cry out for revelation. May we be crying out for real, genuine, true revelation in our hearts. Because this is the only way we're going to be able to match this and get ready for this rapture that's about to take place. Okay? Because remember, when that life comes into the body, that rapture is at hand. So don't forget it. All right? So now if you're wanting to leave this old world and get out of this old corruption that's around you and live in eternity with our Lord, then it's time we cry out for revelation. Because if we get it, it will definitely show up. It'll express. All right? Now let me go on here. This is in Christ, Mystery of God Revealed. Everything I'm going to read, you know it probably before I read it, as soon as I start reading it. But I want to refresh your minds this morning. I want you to be praying about it. Christ, Mystery of God Revealed, paragraph 218. It is not the expressions of some church that we should express something. All right, now you look at some churches, and that's usually what they express is what their church believes. If the women dress ungodly, that's what they believe, that they are not the, they don't have to worry about dressing in a good moral way and a clean way, then you see it. It expresses. You see a church that believes in joking and cutting up and cursing and talking about bad jokes all the time, you see it expressed through the church. You see a church that's a bunch of hypocrites and a bunch of carnality in their midst, you'll see that hypocrisy show up right over the pulpit and clear through the congregation, because it's a church spirit. So church people together in a church spirit all act the same way. You see? All right? But what if the Holy Spirit comes down and fills the people with His Holy Spirit? What are they going to act? They're going to express Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what they say they believe, they're going to live it. Amen. It ain't going to be a bunch of hypocrisy. No, they're going to be living what they say they believe. You see? All right? It's life that you don't live yourself. I've quoted that how many times over the years? It's a life that you don't live yourself. I want you to get that. Now may the Holy Spirit really come down now and begin to open our understanding. I don't care how many times we've heard this. It's a life that you don't live yourself. So that puts us out of the way of trying to live right. Is that right? No matter how hard people try, and look at the people in this message today, or trying to be Christians today, that's trying to live a life. They're trying so hard. They try so hard, they mess things up worse. They try hard, and they try, and they'll try. When this happens, what he's talking about, there's absolutely no you trying. He comes in and lives his self through you. I want you to remember the scripture we read. Shall I go back and read it again before I go on? In the 33rd verse, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. That's why I asked the question, have you lost your life? Huh? Have you truly 100% lost your life? Or to steal, when just the least little thing goes wrong, you show your disapproval and your little temper tantrum flies off, and you've got to show how aggravated you are and how you don't like this and you don't like that, and you've got to get another word in to hurt somebody because they hurt you. Huh? Or you just can't quit from loving the things of the world. Huh? Or have we lost our life? That's the question. You as an individual can answer that. When you think of every little thing, I'm going to say it that way because I want you to see it ain't nothing that God, there's nothing that God don't notice. Amen. But you in your mind may think it's a little thing, but did you lose your life? Or do you still have them little things that ain't exactly like Jesus Christ? Exactly. Now remember, we're getting ready for a rapture. Amen. Okay? It's a life you don't live yourself, but He comes in you and lives with you. Is that what He said? No. He comes in you and lives by His self. Because remember, you're no more. You lost your life. You're supposed to have. For he that loses his life. Huh? Have we truly lost our life? Or are we in the middle of the road trying to hang on to our life and trying to be a Christian? There's the thing. There's the important revelation people has got to get. As the old saying is, you can't carry water on both shoulders. You're going to have to be on one side of the fence or the other. There is no middle of the road. Because when you haven't lost your life, you're in death. The only time you have life is when you have lost your life. As long as you're hanging on to one thing in your life that you want to claim you have a life, you have no life with Him. I want you to get this. Pay attention. This is serious, I'm telling you. Because this is what we see, the revelation people have lacked. And the thing that is, that's why you see so much people claiming they're believers, claiming they're Christians, and yet so many times in their lives, you just see place after place after place, it's not Christ living. You just see people make, we'll call it boo-boos, but the same boo-boo, every time you turn around, the same boo-boo. Yeah. And nothing really overcome to where it's really Christ has came in our life. It's Him, His self, living. This is just a tabernacle of flesh now that belongs to Him. Remember the message, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ? Huh? If you get the revelationist, you'll see why Christ, the mystery of God, Paul, prisoner of Jesus Christ, all these many messages, why and what is the reality of it. You see? Otherwise, it's just a message. Okay? Remember, too many people today want to have both lives. They do not want to lose their life, because to lose their life is a great price. They can't do anything at any time they may want to do. Why seek the Lord to do this and seek the Lord? Oh, Brother Steve, I don't want that kind of life, to have to seek God every time I do something. Oh. So you don't want the Lord to have His way. So that means you have your life. And you're going to be lost when you've got your life. Okay? I read to you what Jesus said. I'll read it again. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Hallelujah. Now think of that. He says, it's a life that you don't live yourself, but He comes in you and lives by His self. And you become a prisoner. And you become a prisoner. I wonder how many of us is still yet not a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Apostle Paul was, he couldn't do anything until God told him he could do it. He was led by the Holy Spirit. Are we led by the Holy Spirit with the things that we still do yet today? Huh? And any human intellectual being at all, see, you're led by the Spirit of God. Have we lost any of that human intellectual being at all? Is it gone? Have we lost that intellectual human being? That imagination? Reasoning when it's contrary to the Word of God, that memory when it's contrary to the Word of God. You know, we might remember in the carnal mind, somebody done something against me and I hate that person. That's the carnal mind. That's the thinking that an individual has when they're not born again. But after they receive the new birth, then they have forgiven that person, whatever they done to them. They forgave them. But as long as the new birth isn't there, you're not filled with God's Holy Spirit, then the thing is, it's that hate. They've done this to me. I'll never forgive them. I'll never forget it. And if I can get even with them, I will get even with them. That is not Jesus Christ living Himself in you. Jesus Christ Himself living in you is, there's no way that you could live a life of not forgiving that person regardless of what they've done to you. It would be impossible. For Jesus Christ himself gave the example. Look at the many things he forgave. Oh my. People in the worst of worst conditions. Yeah. Even when to the point that they was mocking him, spitting on him, bruising him, cutting him, hanging him on a cross. Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do.
Amen.
Oh. Now, if that same Christ is in us, living his self, would not he do the same thing today?
Amen.
Absolutely. But again, there's too many things in our life yet, oftentimes, that is not showing that it's his self living. It's me trying to hang on to my life, and I want Jesus to come on and be with me too. No. This is a life you do not live yourself. He comes in you and lives himself. You are gone. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Hadn't the Word showed us that? We're gone. It's him now coming and lives. So now, the mind, which is supposed to be the mind of Christ when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, now the mind is, Lord, what is thy will for me this day? And even if you want to do something or try to do something, well, I'll do this if the Lord will. I'll go fishing today if the Lord will. I'll go shopping today if the Lord will. I will go buy this if the Lord will. And he tarries. And I live. I will if it be his will. Has the Word of God and the revelation of the Word turned our thinking to that? Or still, I would just, I'll do what I want to do. And I'll do it when I want to do it. If I want to stay home and watch a ball game, I'll stay home and watch a ball game. If I want to listen to this ungodly music, I will listen to this ungodly music. Would the Lord Jesus Christ do it? But you can see so many times through the thousands of so-called believers, it's they want their life and Jesus Christ. But I'm going to tell you, friend, you're going to go to hell as fast as you can go. God's Word has proclaimed it. He don't share it. No. It's he puts himself in you or you die. Yeah. He comes and lives in you or you're going to burn in hell. And it's going to be his life only or you're going to burn in hell. I hate to be so rude, maybe sounding, and so strong about it. But somebody's got to tell you. Because you ain't going to continue to hang on to your life and try to take and drag Jesus along. It's going to have to be him all the way. And when he does that, then you'll see it. You'll see a man or a woman, a young person, whoever it may be, when Jesus Christ has come in their life, you'll see the decisions they make will be, Lord, whatever is your will. Let it be to me according to thy will, Lord. Yes. And constantly, your mind is in tune with that word, Lord, is it your will I do this? Would you go to this place, Lord? Would you buy this thing? Huh? Would you act like this? Would you get all upset because somebody just said a little bad thing against me? Would I try to get even with them if you was in me? Huh? Or would you even, let's not make it sound so crude, but this, would you just try to find a word to try to snap back at them that's not too bad, but just to let them show your disapproval? If Jesus Christ was in you? Or would it return good for evil? Huh? when they do evil against you, you return good back. Huh? Saints, we've got to catch this by revelation. Without revelation right now, as I speak, I'm just building intellectual memory in your minds. But if the Holy Ghost will come down and help me to see by faith a reality of this, then my body is going to be quickened and come subject to it. Yes. And it'll be no more us living. And it'll truly be a people that it'll be able to come to the point and reality as Paul did in Galatians 2:20, like I say so many times. Paul said, I live. Yes, we're living here today. Our bodies are sitting in these benches. I live. But yet it's not I. Do you see the revelation Paul had? I live. But yet it's not I. Now, if Paul was hanging on to his life too and do what he wanted to do, Paul would have never been able to say that. He would have had to say, I live and Christ lives. We live this together. No. He said, I live, but yet it's not I that liveth. It is Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what I'm talking about, revelation. I live by the revelation, faith, of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes, I'm speaking it slow. I want to make sure, friends, that you get it. This is a revelation many people lack. You are not going to be able to hang on to your living and yourself and accomplish that finish line that I was talking about on that board that was hanging there. Amen. It will never happen. And remember again, this is a life you cannot live. So you better let him come in and live it himself, because you can't do it. You can never do everything all the time constantly to make him happy, unless you let him come in and live it the way he wants it lived. Amen. Then it'll be pleasing to him. As our brother mentioned also, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And without the revelation of this, you'll never please God. You'll just never do it. You may try hard, and you may try to stay away from this, and you might try to quit doing this, and you might try to quit doing that, but until you see it's got to be Jesus Christ in you living, friends, it ain't going to happen. You'll never live it. No. Let's go on real quickly. I'll try not to hold you long this morning. I'll finish this quote here in a moment. We'll quit for this morning. Maybe by staying a little shorter, it'll sink in better. I don't know. But if you have the mind of Christ, Christ expresses himself through you. Think of that. So, it's been easy for people to say, oh, I have the mind of Christ, Brother Steve. Praise God. I got the mind of Christ. I've got it whipped. Amen. Well, let's see. He said if we did, he expresses himself through us. Was it him expressing when we've done these little things that we keep on doing and don't overcome? Oh, it's not him expressing. He expresses an overcomer. Yeah. Christ expresses himself through you and shows that it's him. Shows that it's him. Not you. Shows that it's him. Not that you've lost your mind. Some people under illusions of things goes out and becomes insane. And how we see that so vastly today. People insane. And then they're on meth and all kinds of things, and their minds are really going wacko. They got even new drugs coming out now that's really making them wacko, friends. Yeah. And they'll kill somebody and don't even realize they killed somebody. Yeah. They'll, throw their babies in trash cans and everything else and don't even realize they're doing it. Yeah. Insane. Don't even have a common central mind anymore. Gone. See? Well, that we know that's wrong. That's the devil trying to impersonate the real thing before it gets here. Now, that woman that goes out there and throws her baby in a trash can, friends, her mind's gone. Satan has took her mind over. What about us? That Jesus Christ just comes in and lives. And though people, somebody may come up to you and ridicule you and just blast you with hatred and all kinds, you return good for evil and sweet, kind words. You know what? The world's going to think you're insane because you didn't get back at them. You didn't slash and cut and say hurtful words back to them. They're going to think you're crazy. But remember, what Satan's doing in the world today is just a bogus of the real to come. Hallelujah. There's always a bogus, see? But a real man is to lose his own thoughts. Now, you can put any kind of interpretation to this you want. That's between you and God. But I'm going to say it just like he says. But a real man, somebody's got eternal life. That's a real man. The rest of them is going to burn in hell. But anybody's got eternal life, a real man, a real woman. Because remember, the rest is just going to be atomic fodder. But a real man is to lose his own thoughts and his own thinking. Have we come that far? We got some climbing to do. Amen. And if you ain't man enough to admit it, I feel sorry for you. Yeah. To lose his own thoughts and his own thinking, not come up blindly with it. No, why? The Holy Ghost reveals it. You come up with your right senses, and Christ takes you over and expresses himself. And now to the world, you're an insane person, like we expressed a little bit ago. Now, if you're insane, you're actually insane, then there's nothing. See, the devil can't take you in complete control. He'll make you do everything contrary to the word. But when Christ takes you over, he'll express that word right through you. Are you hearing anything at all it says about you trying? Nope. And you will not. But look at the people today that's solid, is to say, know the prophet's message, know the scriptures, and it's constantly coming out of their mouth. I'm trying. I've tried this, and I've tried that, and I'm trying to live right, and I'm trying this, and I'm trying that. People are supposed to be born again, and they're still trying. It's a sad thing, friends. There's many that lack the revelation. He'll express the word right through you because it's him. It's him. And him isn't no imagination or anything like that. Him is the word. He is spirit. He is life. You see? When you look at this Bible and read through that Bible, that's him. St. John 1. In case anybody don't know it, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh, Jesus Christ, and dwelt among us. He's not imagination. You can read all about him right there. Hallelujah. And it's him that's be living through us. Be walking Bibles. In a way of simplicity. Walking Bibles. Yeah. Because it's him. He is the Word. And then you can see the expression of Christ. Not some illusion of some sort. I'll speak about that some another message, Lord will. Not some illusion. But a real, genuine Christ expressing himself right through you. And Brother Branham says, how beautiful.
How beautiful it is for Jesus Christ to express himself. And you know what? As I said, probably everything I've spoke this morning, we've heard before. Yeah. There might be a little different channel way something was said or something like that. It might be a little different way of saying it before. But just let me ask you the question. Have you lost your life? Have you lost it? Or is there something still cropping up and popping up over here or over there that shows I haven't lost it? That it's not Jesus Christ himself living in this body. You know, people don't like to hear these kind of things. They don't like to hear these kind of things. You know why? Because it takes it beyond what they can do themselves. And so people are so used to doing everything ourselves. Yeah. Some people are more strong-headed with that. I want to do this. I'm going to accomplish this. This is how I'm going to do it. If I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And sometimes we carry that over in the spiritual part. If I can't do this, ain't nobody going to get it done. I'm going to tell you what, that kind of attitude, it'll never get done. Because again, this is a life he lives himself through this body. No wonder all the other scriptures say as they do, amen. Know ye not that ye are temple of the Holy Ghost? Ye are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Again, friends, if it's a revelation, it'll never break continuity. Never. It'll be word upon word, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. And it'll stay that word 100%. Is it amen?
Amen.
Or does it have to be oh me? Or oh my? I pray it'll be amen. So be it, Lord, in my life. For as I receive the word, I become the word. Amen. Glory. See, I know those kind of things people don't like to hear very often. But again, saints, we've got to remember, we're getting ready for a rapture. There's many things that can be preached over this pulpit. But it's strange the Holy Ghost would still want something like this brought. And I grant you, it wasn't my idea. It's what God wants. He's getting a people ready for a rapture. And without you losing your life, you're never going to be ready for a rapture. No. Jesus himself told us. You see, it'll never happen. So God help us. Amen. Why don't you sisters come to the instruments, please. We'll sing a little song. Amen. Glory to his name. Oh, Brother Steve, all you get done doing or wanting to do is chew on somebody. No, I don't. But I'll tell you this. If it's up to me, if somebody else wants the job, you can have it. Yeah. You can have it. I'd rather sit back there and be a receiver of it. As long as I was a receiver of it that hewed to it and overcome. Yeah. Become that word. It ain't easy, but he didn't say it was. And neither it is with you, with your life. Nobody ever promised, and he didn't promise you a bed of roses. No. He promised us a life of suffering, persecution, peril, sword. Yeah. But one thing about it, he also promised, nothing shall separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Nothing. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Watch all the types down through the Bible. Did them men have it easy? No. Did old John the Baptist, when he stood there against Herod the king and Herodias, his wife, that ungodly daughter she had, was it easy? No, it cost him his life. Was it easy for Stephen to stand there before all those great religious people? Knew the law of Moses. And to proclaim what the Holy Ghost was laying on his heart, and he began to speak by the Holy Ghost. Was it easy for him? No, they stoned him to death. Was it easy for old Jonah? When old Jonah, God told him to go down into Nineveh and deliver a message, and he wanted to get out of it. But you all know the story. He was tossed over in the sea, and a great fish came and carried him into the shore right into Nineveh. Right on the seashore. And he still delivered the message God wanted. Oh, my. Was it easy for Abraham? Oh, we might think of journeying, you know. We think we can jump in an automobile and we can drive. I'm going to tell you what. He didn't have an automobile. They walked and rode. Dust. Elements. Yes. It wasn't easy. No. Nowhere will you see anywhere down through the Bible it was easy. But, oh, God, He's made the way. He already knows the finish line. Back to eternity. From the eternal back to the eternal. Hallelujah. And He'll make the way.
Amen.
Trials, tests, oh yes. Fiery tests and trials. But they ought to be more precious than gold. Amen. It's not going to be easy. But praise God. As I said, He made the way. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. It's worth it all to be His child.
Amen.
To serve Him through each last long mile. Amen. Is it worth it to you?
Amen.
Let us all stand. Let's sing a little chorus. It's worth it all to be His child. Amen. It's worth it all to be His child. To serve Him through each last long mile. It's worth it all to feel His power and know He keeps us every hour. Amen. Is it worth it all? Amen. Brother Paul, why don't you come up and dismiss us, if you will. Amen. Glory to His name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hey, glory to God.
Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, as we come to You, Lord Jesus, Lord, we just ask that You just be with us now, Lord Jesus, this day, Lord, just me, just have You going away.
Oh, God, help us now.
As we heard this message today, Lord Jesus, may we just live that out in our lives, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
let it become real to us. May we all catch the revelation.
Oh, God, help us now.
Life just, not only we can say we believe it, but Lord, it's life that will just...
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. We just might take some of these things for granted, Lord, but really just let us stop and look at our lives, Lord.
Oh, God, help us now. Amen. Grant it, Lord. Hallelujah.
Same life, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Thank
Lord,
You, Father.
As these times grow shorter, Lord Jesus, when
yes.
The day time is coming soon, Lord Jesus.
Yes, amen.
May we just live for You this day.
Thank You, Lord.
Be with each and every one here as we go our different ways,
praise
Lord Jesus,
God.
And just be with us and keep us safe in Your care as we travel.
Oh, Lord, God, thank You, Lord.
Just name Your presence.
Oh, God, yes, Lord.
And may we always speak of You, Lord Jesus, and just learn of You.
Amen. Thank You. Amen. It's worth it all to be His child. Oh, it's worth it all. Serve Him through each last long mile. It's worth it all to feel His power. Us every hour. Dismissed. God bless you. Amen. Praise His name.